to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. It is Thursday morning as we gear up for a massive Vodacom URC clash this weekend. And a man who called us 3 weeks ago, in actual fact 4 weeks ago, was going, this is how it's going to play out. This is exactly how it's going to go down. These are the scores. These are the win margins. And we're going to see a showdown in Cape Town, and it's going to be between Munster and the Storm, the DHL Stormers. Mark Keohane called it, and here we are on the almost the eve of a huge clash at DHL Stadium.
Yeah, what I didn't call was that... Some very, very kind gentlemen and ladies would bring the nice trophy in here.
Absolutely.
This morning.
Yeah.
It's called the URC trophy.
Yeah.
It belongs in Cape Town. It will stay in Cape Town forever after this weekend. Charles Krauss has decided it can stay.
Charles Krauss, COO of the URC. It's lovely to have you here, sir. And of course, our tournament director for the weekend. He's brought this amazing weather with him from Glasgow. David Jordan, lovely to have you here, sir, as well.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
I want to start with you, David, because as a tournament director, you've got to think quickly about where the tournament's going to be, you know, especially around a final, where that takes place, and then pivot really quickly to make sure everything's in order for a match day this coming Saturday. What, I mean, you were obviously, and the world's hearts were thinking, rugby world's hearts were thinking, well, this is going to be an island. We're just going to plug play from last weekend's cup that we had. We're going to, literally the week later, we're going to plug in and have a final in Dublin.
Yeah. Oh, no, look, I mean, we obviously planned for various venues.
Sure.
But the great advantage of having it this year is we had it here last year. So,
yes, yeah.
You know, we're familiar with it. And, you know, we get fantastic support from the city, from the Stormers and Western Province.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here. And we really enjoy being here. We had a great time last year, and we're great to be back.
And we love your currency here. You know, for £4, you could buy a beautiful apartment in Camps Bay.
Oh, yeah. I bought three, actually.
Three. Charles, it's so lekker having a South African involved in the URC on a management level, and to have this come back here. I mean, as much as you've got to be, you know, impartial to results globally, when it happens, there's a part of you going, yay, it's coming to South Africa.
Yeah, it was quite nervous when Connacht beat Ulster.
Ooh.
You know, we had a management call, and I realised, I said, guys, I'm probably going to have to go down to SA because there is a small chance. You know what happened last year. We still have pyros in storage at Leinster at the RDS from last year's final, which we were going to use this year at the final, which we're now wrapping again. So, yeah, we are in Cape Town. It's awesome.
And the vibe around this tournament, I mean, you know, it's only been our second year, and it almost feels like we're so at home there in the tournament space that it's something that Dobbo and the team at the Stormers have got right around rallying Cape Townians to get involved and support rugby in the Western Cape, and not only DHL Stormers, but Western Province as well. Rugby's alive and well, and it's so nice to see, and from the URC's point of view, it must be incredible to see how that's ignited, not only in the Western Cape, but in South Africa.
Yeah, I mean, last year having the final in South Africa was a dream final for us with the SA Derby.
Yeah.
We didn't expect this to happen. And I mean, the way our numbers are tracking, if we look at all our metrics, you know, we see the URC is really taken on in South Africa. You know, so a lot of traction, good value and equity in the brand. So it's wonderful to have the support of, you know, the broadcasters, the sponsors, the people, and the way that the Stormers are playing helps Dobbo to pack out the stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at it, I mean, the numbers, broadcasting numbers are record numbers, but 44,000, we thought we'd get 50,000 for that, the Bulls
sure.
quarter final.
Yeah.
47,000 for Connacht. We had to explain to people where Connacht was, okay? And now 55,000 for Munster. The only team that's beaten the Stormers, the team that came here
Ooh.
And actually ended the 21-match unbeaten run. Redemption for the Stormers.
Absolutely.
Time to give them a bit of a smack. But a great club, great history. The famous win against the All Blacks in 78. They haven't won a trophy for 12 years.
Mm.
They're a quality side, and it's a quality Stormers side. It is really the perfect final because... You know, Leinster a bit like Bishops, you know? they're like the Toffs, okay? But these guys are the mongrel. The Stormers are the mongrel. These are like two northern suburb teams against each other.
Yeah.
We've left the southern suburbs out for this weekend.
Oh, my word. Mark Keohane. I hope you don't get knocked over out the building by a Bishop's parent on your way out the building.
You'd probably miss.
On a serious note, this brings so much money into the province, all right? We've got 5,000 touring fans from Ireland coming to watch this game. Accommodation in the city. Money spent in the city. Local loyal fans in the economy. It's such a massive boost for brand Cape Town yet again. And a huge thanks to URC, because this cash wouldn't have been here had the tournament not been in place. I mean, this is just like another reason why we should, and I love it, Dobber says, just get Cape Town to smile. Well, we are. You guys are bringing a lot of cash to the city.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. And as DJ mentioned, you know, the support from the city has been brilliant. They realize the value of this event. So, yeah, the impact is something that we'll see. And we're also doing economic impact assessments to really value and see what is going to happen. So I'm just absolutely thrilled to be here.
I want to get into the matter of the last two tickets that are going. And I've got them, and you've got them with you, to a certain gentleman right next door that, as we speak, is getting his backside tattooed with the Munster logo. And it just shows you the level of rugby support in the city, that we've got a local getting his backside tattooed with a touring side's emblem on the one of his bum cheeks this morning to get his hands on those last two tickets. I mean, David, would you see something like that in Scotland? Would somebody go that far for match day?
Certainly not. No.
and the Scots are known to be tight with their money. If the Scots won't do that for tickets, I'll tell you what. Guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. The mayor is arriving as we speak. Jordan Hill-Lewis will be here to talk about how big this is for the city of Cape Town, which it really is. Keo, you're not going anywhere. We'll talk more about this coming Saturday's final. The trophy is here. Mm. I mean, this is the magnitude of this morning's occasion. So huge thanks to the URC for bringing the championship trophy in. We tried to talk Edwin out of it. He lost a bet a while back, and he had the Stormers tattoo to his left bum cheek. He said he wants tickets, the very last two tickets. So the CEO of the URC, Charles Krauss, will be on the show this morning to hand the very two last tickets to Edwin. Edwin's going to get a tattoo of the Munster logo on his right bum cheek this morning. So he's going to have the match day schedule on his bum. Stormers, Munster. Edwin, are you okay? Is she recha, Choma?
Yeah, the biosphere.
And he's getting his left bum tattooed with a Munster logo.
To go with the Stormers logo. What a match day ticket, eh?
Hey, what a match. We just hope the score's not in the middle. Charles Krauss, the COO of the URC, is here to tell you the following, that the tickets are yours. Charles, thank you.
Yes, this is incredible. I mean, this has been one of the best laughs I've seen for a while. So, so well done, mate. Congratulations. You are the proud owner of two tickets to the final.
Woo! Two tickets to the final.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.